So yes, God's faithfulness makes a difference to the Christian. So, very quickly, let's just ask ourselves about some of the blessings. We've already talked about or alluded to some, but some specific blessings that arise because of God's faithfulness. And one is that we can be sure of His covenant that He has made with us. Because God kept His covenants. Were God not faithful, all the covenants, all the promises that God had made in times past would absolutely mean nothing. In Psalms 89, verses 1 through 5, it talks about God's covenant with David. And David said, I will sing of His steadfast love of the Lord forever. My mouth will make known Your faithfulness to all generations. And the covenant that he was singing about, the covenant he was talking about, was the promise that God had made to him that he would give His son the kingdom. And He would let him be king. That was true for David. If it's true for David, how much more true is God's covenant with us? Because He has sealed His promise and covenant with us with the blood of His very Son, Jesus. And so God said, this is My promise. I'll buy you back. I'll redeem your soul. I'll pay your debt. And so that you'll know, so that you'll absolutely know that this promise is true and forever, I give My Son. His blood purchased our pardon. His blood redeemed our souls. But the blood of Jesus Christ also stated, for now and forever, I am a faithful God. I am a faithful God. I keep My promises. And then, because God is a faithful God, we know that He'll be with us till the end. We talked about that a moment ago. But listen to this passage of Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, where Paul is talking to the Christians at Corinth, and he says, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end. Who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. You can make it. I know there's some days. There is some days or weeks. Our months. When our load is so heavy. When our trials are so present. When our way is dark and dreary. You've been there. So have I. When we wonder, can I make it? Paul said to the Corinthians who were wondering the same thing, he said, you can make it. Because your faithful Father will sustain you to the end. To the end. That, brother, is a promise. And because God is faithful, we know that no temptation will ever overtake us, because he's prepared a way for us. Listen to what he said in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 13. Or 10 and verse 13. No temptation has taken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. And he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with temptation, he will provide a way for escape that you may be able to endure it. Some temptation? No. A few temptations? No. Nearly every temptation? No. With every temptation, God will make a way for your escape. How do you know, preacher? Because he's faithful. That's how I know. That's how you can know. Because God is faithful. Well, he's also faithful to deliver us from Satan. 2 Thessalonians 3, 1 through 3. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from the wicked and evil one. For not all have faith. Watch it now. Watch it. Not all have faith. You can't trust everybody. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. As long as you stay close to God, Satan cannot win. He will not win. Now he can make our life miserable, but he can't beat you. God, as long as you stay by God. And then, because God is faithful, he gives us strength in times of suffering. Boy, I thank God for this one. Whew. This is a good one. 1 Peter 4, verse 19. Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. Whatever we experience in this life, we can endure it. The psalmist wrote in Psalms 46 and verse 1, he said, "You are my rock, my redeemer, very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, I will not fear." And we can know, because God is faithful, that which way did we go the wrong way? That he will forgive our sins. In 1 John 1 verse 9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That's what the blood of Jesus Christ has done for us. Our forgiveness is not dependent so much on our faithfulness. Now, without faith, we can't please him. Without faith, you know. But it's really not dependent so much on our faithfulness as it is God's faithfulness. The forgiveness of our sins is real because God is faithful. And then finally today, man, because God is faithful, we have a hope of eternal life. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 23, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the new and living way that He opened for us through the curtain, that is, through His flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, full of assurance, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For He who promised is faithful. God is faithful because He keeps His promises, because He never changes, because He never lets us down, because He never goes back on His word. And so I ask you this morning, my friend, are you ready to respond to His faithfulness? Hearing His truths, believing them with your heart, are you willing to confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? To be baptized for the remission of your sins, are you ready to commit your life into the hands of a God who will never let you down? Never, never let you down. Brother, if you have been struggling with those burdens, struggling with those temptations, if you are letting those temptations overcome you because you're not looking for the way out, which is there, will you have courage enough and strength enough to know that you can count on God and it is there? Do you need the prayers of your brothers here, your family in Christ, to deal with some of those burdens, some of those heartaches, some of those pains, some of those temptations? We sure would be privileged and proud to do that with you and for you. Our God is a faithful God. Thank God for it. Will you come? All together, we stand and sing.
Salvation belongs.